Mornings. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The City of Champions is rolling out the golden carpet for the star-studded hybrid event. Ozone Gold Radio presents the Ozone Ballers Walk Concert Tour and Festival starting November 26th in Tampa. Big ballers mix and mingle on a luxurious yacht excursion with the inaugural Ballers Walk Business Social. Enjoy fine wine, fine dining, and live music under the stars of this beautiful Bay of Tampa. Then we get to party started November 27th with special performances by legendary funk band Slave and Sultan of Jazz Darren Mowgli and headliners of Original Sound of Motown Ozone at the Saucy Crawford located at 926 East Fowler Avenue in Tampa. This place is to build your network and locally and nationally and internationally, both live and virtual. Get your tickets now or your vendor's booth at ozonegoldradio.com.
So over here and you're watching Don Reese's Miracle Stories, so you better keep watching because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up, it's Joe Catone, and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that, but you'll listen to it right now.
Yay! Hi, I'm Don Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories. Hello, everybody, on your drive time home, picking your children up at school, going to the beach, a gorgeous day in Clearwater Beach, Florida. I am so excited to have this amazing man sitting next to me. And I met him at a career school day, and I always like to thank the people that helped me. Sue Greenberg told me about it, and we were there. And I was there talking about show business and all what I do. And I met this amazing man in the green room, what we call the green room, the lunch kind of area. And welcome to everybody your name.
My name is Vincent A. Lancey. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to see you again.
Oh, yeah. So you told me first what really, I was like, wow, you have three books out, but one of the books that you have out is called Left for Dead, and something happened to you, and that's why we are doing a miracle story, because you're sitting here with me, and you look fabulous, and you've got a podcast show, you've got a lot going on in your life. Can you bring us back to why you wrote the book of Left for Dead and what happened?
Yeah, well, backtrack a few years. I guess my whole life, I wanted this corner office, this finance job. I went to school for finance, did my MBA, but then some adversity came my way. When I was 21, I walked home one night. I didn't want to get in the car with someone drinking, and that ended up almost being a death sentence, taking the safe route home. Mm-hmm. I was hit by a car, you know, walking home almost maybe 0.1 miles from my house. Couldn't have been closer. Next thing you know, I wake up out of a coma about a week later.
Wow.
Recover at Tampa General Hospital for a month. Had to relearn how to walk, talk, you name it. I'm sure we'll get into some of those things today.
Right.
And that led me to eventually writing that book, Left for Dead. But I always had one foot in, one foot out of writing this book since the accident happened. I mentioned the finance and MBA for a reason, because I was still trying to use my degrees. I had Merrill Lynch on my resume, PricewaterhouseCoopers, some pretty reputable firms.
Right.
But when I got my last corporate position, it just turned out to not be what I wanted. I learned money wasn't everything if you're not really happy. There was a lot of commuting. There was a corporate culture I wasn't fond of, and that really snapped me into reality, a new reality, I should say, where mm-hmm. I'm going to write this book, do whatever I need to do to make it happen. I went from a job earning a great salary, one job, to having to work three side jobs, if you will, to make writing the book a possibility, how much time it takes to write that book. I had to teach English 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. to kids in Beijing, ESL over the computer.
Interesting.
Then I would do labor work as a helper. Nothing significant because my injuries, I have a broken tib fib from my accident, a rod in my leg. So I can't do anything too crazy, but as a helper, just to make some money, I did. And then I would work in a restaurant doing busboy work or expo work. And I was 26, 27, 28-year-old male with an MBA who had to humble myself to work as a busboy, work all these positions, even though I may be a little overqualified on paper.
Right.
I had my goal of getting that first book out. I wanted to make a difference with my story further and I haven't looked back since.
Well, how long ago did this happen to you?
January 20th, 2013.
So not very long ago, right. Oh, gosh. Well, kind of, yeah, in the distance.
It seems like 100 years in those.
And here you are looking amazingly healthy. Did anything happen to you unusual in the coma?
There was a tough time separating dreams from reality. Mm-hmm. When you have a traumatic brain injury, which is when your brain is severely impacted, you don't know what's real and what's not. I could share some stories. The whole testimonials in Left 4 Dead, that's on Amazon. And my mother had a journal of all the ridiculous things I said, ate, all the things I did. It was a wild run, and she documented some of that. So that's in the book to really help people who have a sibling, a loved one, a friend in the hospital to what they might be going through. Because the one thing I wish I had more of was direct contact with TBI survivors, traumatic brain injury survivors. Doctors can tell you one thing, textbooks can tell you one thing of what may happen, but when you hear something from someone who's been what you've been through,
right,
it goes much further.
Did you have any spiritual experience during that time as well?
Well, I was always religious, and I found God to a whole new level, but to the hallucinations point, I do want to touch on how severe it was. Mm-hmm. I was in the shower, I couldn't walk, I had a cast on, so there was another male that would shower me, I'd sit on a bench, and at one point I saw red water, I thought I was in Silence of the Lambs.
Wow.
I must have seen something on TV. There's another point where I must have been watching some basketball. I saw James Harden. I now thought I hung out with him multiple times. He was in my doctor's office. You name it.
Right.
Very, very scary stuff, especially for my loved ones who had to witness it firsthand. Mm-hmm. That this is scary. Will I come back to normal? What is normal at this point?
Right. So I know a lot of people wonder, because I've had a lot of people that have died and gone to heaven and hell and on the show, and we had different circumstances in helping people through a different spirituality to get to another level. That's why I started this show, because it helped me with my son's passing July 7th. He was 34 years old. And, you know, a lot of people are like, how are you doing this? You know, and it's, you know, and with all these stories that I hear from going to heaven and what they have and glorified bodies, you can't just be happy for them, you know. And it's really hard the first week. Trust me, I would, you know, still go through it every day. And if I'm at church, I'm booyah, there goes for 5 minutes. But did you, how did this change your spiritual life before and after?
Well, there's a reason I was left here. It was, if another car had hit me, I would be unquestionably dead. If there wasn't a police checkpoint across the street from where I got hit by this car, who knows what would have happened. So.
Right.
It really is more of an appreciation for life in a whole new way, making the most. You've heard it before, we all have 24 hours in a day. From that point forward, things escalated. I was a student who used to read over, glance over a piece of paper for a test, get a B, no problem. Now I was a student who had to read, write, type over and over and over again for days on end to retain maybe a tenth of the information. I wasn't willing to accept something that happened to me where someone I never met before adversely affected my life forever. It's either sin, soul, cry, why me, why me, why me, or you turn something horrible into something better. Now I'm able to express myself through the speaking, through the podcast shows.
That's awesome.
Through the books.
And where can they see the podcast shows or hear it?
Everything's at VincentALancey.com. L-A-N-C-I is my last name. There are two podcast shows I run. One is That Entrepreneur Show. We were a few clicks away from 8,000 downloads.
Wow.
That I interview a different founder of a company or brand every week since December 2019. They share what worked for well for them, what didn't work so well, and all those learning lessons in between to help the listeners really thrive in what they're doing. And then I have a mental health break, which is significant in its own way, especially after COVID, where I interview different professionals and mental health advocates, people like you and I, that come on the show, share their stories to help other people who are battling some tough times. We cover everything from postpartum to just general anxiety disorder, you name it. I work very hard to bring unique and qualified guests to the shows like you do.
Wow, you should bring this to Tan Talk Radio. We have 3 FM and 3 AM as well. And you get your podcast and your engineer back there. There's a handsome Tom, you know, obviously Tommy's usually here, but we have Bobby today. And we're so excited that you're here. I wanted to share with everybody too. Now, you wrote two more books. Let me go back. The first book that you wrote, Left 4 Dead, where can they buy that?
Left 4 Dead, A Story of Redemption. They're all on Amazon, but you can get it on Amazon. The one she's holding up right there is book number 3. That's Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health. Just as the title says, vital information for an optimal mindset. I collaborated with 7 experts around the world to each share their own expertise on certain areas. And it's a 7-chapter or 7-day book where I encourage you to work a page, a chapter, if you will, a day. And then after a week, you finish this book. You refer to it one more time, and then after you do something once, slowly becomes a habit. There's activities in here to make learning fun. The experts range from traumatic brain injury survivors like myself to Chris Bridge, the wonderful illustrator who talks about creativity and practicing gratitude, what that does for your mental health. You name it. I'm so grateful to have worked with such amazing people for this book, and it came out exceeded expectations for sure.
That's so exciting. So, you know, after all this happened, all of a sudden you're the entrepreneur in your life, and you have another one called Mental Health Week, and that's pretty amazing. Tell us about this book.
Mental Health Week just came out, brand new book. This is for elementary school students only, opposed to this first book is for the older students, middle school, high school, and us adults and faculty. Mm-hmm. This book is a really fun book for me to create. It's my first fictional story. It's book number 4, and what I did was I took myself as a teacher, and I take the students on a field trip to end their fifth grade school year. And on this trip, it's Mental Health Week. They find the magic track, similar to the magic school bus, but you walk around the track and you're in different locations and you magically appear in different spots. And again, you talk about a lot of the principles in this book, but on an elementary school level, this is really first grade to fifth grade. I have a glossary in the back for the words that may be challenging for the first or second grade students.
Right.
But there's, of course, a mommy and me section in the back so the kids can take it home, work with their parents, make it happen, fun activities, as well as it is built for the classroom and parent as well. And what I mean by that is in the reading, there are spot checks throughout so the students can re-enable what they're learning, reinforce their message. That way they don't just read and move past. And then there's learning checkpoints at the end where the teacher or the parent can sit down with them, go over everything they just read, and have some fun doing it together.
So this would even help, like, my grandson with his father passing away.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, I know that would be something that I'm going out to Arizona, and I'd like to read that with him.
Well, it introduces important mental health concepts to students at that age, because especially what we just went through, we all learned that, especially kids, that all they knew was go to school, hang out with friends, go home, and all that was stripped from them. So the mental health toll we had, the toll on them was just as significant. So this book, it's a fun story. They can read it, and then along the way, they're learning some things too.
That's amazing. You know, I mean, when we were kids, we took our bikes out. We were riding our bikes constantly. Now today, these kids are sitting and playing video games. You know, I don't know if parents are, you know, making sure their time is shorter on the video games and making sure they get outside and get healthy and all that good stuff.
We had the cell phones weren't really popular around until I was in seventh grade or so.
Right.
So I do remember riding my bike, and you don't know if someone's home, so you knock on their door or you call the house phone.
Exactly. So are you still doing any other speaking engagements coming up pretty soon?
What do we have on the horizon? AMI Kids, we just finished up. They're an organization here in Tampa that helps troubled youth, and I went in there with Mr. Lance. He talks mental health 7 weeks, and we went over one chapter per week. Since they're nearby, I'm able to do shorter visits and shorter visit times for them because the chapters are shorter. But it was an incredible experience. Now for the older kids, we have something in the works at University of Tampa, a recent collaboration we're doing for an event we're shooting for April.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of exciting stuff going on. And then as well, come holiday season, I will have the last book being coming out for mental health. This is for middle school and higher. This is for elementary school. The last story is going to be a mommy and me toddler to kindergarten. So I'll have a book for every step of the way to really make a difference as best I can. I have the Mental Health Break podcast, over 100 interviews, try to get back through my story every day one way or the
That's
other
beautiful.
Like right now, and then now we'll have the book scheduled to be released for every, I mean, as a marketing standpoint, you don't want to put projects out like that. You want to let one flourish and come to fruition and really make revenue on it. But for me, I realized when I left finance that the money will come if I stay positive, I stay hardworking and consistent.
Right.
I'll have something for every age group, so now people can look at me and they can determine what they want to use my skills for, how I can provide value best.
Wow. You know, I mean, I love watching Sid Roth shows and all that. You know, you can always take your clips from these shows and send it over to other shows to let them know about your story. And that's truly amazing. And you said you were walking. Was it on a sidewalk when this happened?
I was right towards the bicycle lane sidewalk, and
someone just came out.
Tragic, and didn't stop, hit and run. And
did they ever find the person?
They did. Okay. It took far too long. Unfortunately, there's some things in Florida that are a bit slower. The judicial system, there's a lot of misconception that I got paid out for this accident. I still haven't even seen a courtroom, and we're going on 8 years because of the docket numbers in Florida and all these crazy things. I finally have some scheduled for about a year from now. But
okay.
Besides the point,
That's, you know, and here you are telling your story. And that's why, you know, God put in your spirit to write these books and help other people. And you're doing that.
I found something that works for me. What works well for some doesn't work well for everyone. For mm-hmm. me, working in that corporate environment, it just wasn't for me. And that's what I wanted forever. And it just wasn't for me. I pivoted, and now I haven't looked back. I've got the 4 shows, which is the 2 YouTube series as well.
Oh,
writing with authors. If there's any writers out there, reach out to me. I'll put you on my YouTube show. These are much shorter and concentrated. They're 10 minutes or under, and we inspire future and current writers through their stories.
Oh, I have so many. I know Lisa, one of my other co-hosts, and she's got a show now, too, under Don Reese Show. Mm-hmm. And she's writing a book, and one of my other reporters just wrote a book as well, Deidre, so I'll definitely get in touch with them. How long did it take you to write the book, and did you do it yourself, or did you find a publisher?
Everything in these books written down is me. You can go to a publisher, but then you have to also, like movie writers, to surrender the script, surrender the book. They can change something. And at this point in my life, I want everything to be authentically me. I'm introducing the world to who I am in the first 10 years of business. Spoke at graduation from MBA in 2015. So I've been speaking before that after my accident was 2013. So I've been doing it a little bit now. I'm getting some traction. And the 4th show is called Vin's Story Share. I just have people on similar to this show. You think you'd be a good fit for that, where you just share your story and what you went through to help other people in similar shoes. Just trying to make a difference any way I can.
You know, you'd be a great speaker. There's women in film. You know, she's always looking for a guest speaker on some things too. Bobby Hill Casting. And we actually have Joe Jr. Gallagher. He's a record label coming on as well. And getting involved in like the Tampa Bay Film Society and those interaction, that's where you're meeting film directors. And this could be a movie as well.
I've had some interest for a movie a few times and friends that pushed me to it. I've met some people interested in potentially financing the operation.
Right.
But there's a lot going on. It's got to be the right fit. It's just not something I'm willing to just jump into to do a movie or to do a documentary. I'm grateful that there's interest for that, and I'm going to continue to work hard to produce another one after that and be worthy of a second film or documentary. But it's got to be a strategic fit. It's got to be someone that believes in it. It's just not about money. It's got to be someone that...
Well, you know, I was involved in the International Christian Film Festival this last year, the last couple of years, actually, and was nominated. I was so excited for Best Talk Show Host. Yay. And what I was impressed with, they had tables up there. And that would be something when you are ready to submit your film to that. And then even thinking about getting a table there next year, because this is where people are coming in and mingling. And the guy we were sitting with at my table got this big movie deal because of our poster behind you, our Sunkissed Sailing Charters. Sunkissedcharters.com. We have a 37-foot endeavor about to take off, you know, and do some fun things here in Clearwater Beach. So, and because of that poster, he kind of was lured in, and the guy got a deal.
Amazing.
So, you know, it's of his book that he was trying to do. It's pretty amazing.
I'll get that information from you before I leave today.
Yeah, sunkisscharters.com. And we also have a pontoon boat we just bought.
So look at you guys,
it's going to be so much fun. We bought a 28-foot, and we're really excited. And I'll be talking about this in the next half hour. But just briefly, we're going to be having our authors and film directors and producers on the pontoon boat. It'll be ready after Christmas, and we'll be doing video and talent searches, and I'll have a VIP
Congratulations.
Guest.
That's amazing. I'm looking forward to it.
I used to do that with a Jupiter Manatee Queen back in the days, and we were called the Showboat. So the Showboat is coming back to Clearwater Beach after Christmas. So in the meantime, I just have to give a shout out real quick. Also, get your tickets now. Ozone. So it's www.ozonegoldradio.com. A Motown concert coming in town. Carrie Kay had called me up and told me about this amazing concert, and we have a booth there, and she's learning a lot from me. How to market, how to network, and I want to thank her very much for this collaboration that we're doing at this event as well. And I know we have 5 minutes left. Any other things and words of wisdom that you'd like to tell everybody that comes to mind?
I'd really just like to stress the importance of doing something you're passionate about. And again, please use my situation if you can, where I was chasing money with my degree. I went to high school and graduated 2009. So recession time was when I went to college. Safe major was finance, something like that. And then I ended up liking the art of finance, but life gets thrown at you from several angles.
Right.
And now it's been a bunch of years, 5, 6, 7, 8 years since the accident, but I've been speaking as much as I can since. I was in traumatic brain injury support group speaking right away as soon as I can. Wow. Big shout out to everyone at Tampa General Hospital, University of Tampa, for always having my back, both those organizations.
Somebody should nominate you for Everyday Hero. Bay Night News over there. I'd like to, when I read these, I'd like to do book review with you on that.
I would appreciate that. Anyone buying any products, reviews go such a long way. Help your friends out.
Oh, for sure. But I'd like to have you back and then talk about some things that we're doing with a book review. And then I'll review it on TikTok as well and everything as well. What are your upcoming plans? Do you have an agent or a manager or anything? Or do you do TV and film?
I'm all over the place. I'm VincentALancey.com. I'm not caught up updating the website, but you could see about 15 or 20 features I've done similar to this. Always trying to share my story. I mentioned some of the things I have on the horizon, the new book, the event at UT, and other than that, I have a few more projects on the hush-hush because I don't like jinxing things before they come to fruition have you followed my story? You know I'm up 3 a.m. grinding 6 days a week trying to put content out for the great. I'm grateful for everyone who's followed me. I'm very grateful for this opportunity. So I want to thank you again. Again, I am looking to fill my calendar with mental health engagements for students and adults. These are my two offerings. My email is info@VincentALancey.com, or you can DM me Vincent A. Lancey on all social media. And as you mentioned with the agent publicist, I think I'm at the point now where, even though it's been a lot of work, too much to handle maybe at times, I am looking for someone. So if there's anyone out there who believes in what I'm doing and thinks they can provide engagements for me, I'd really love to sit down, learn more about what you do and why you have interest in me. Because I know I have a lot to offer right now. It's just my reaches are so limited as a solopreneur. The marketing budget is what it is. So the podcast, I have combined maybe 14,000 plays. That's all organic, all of these things, the sales for the book. Everything's if you follow my page or through word of mouth. So
that's exciting.
Please reach out to me.
We have another lady on the station on Tuesday and Thursday, Joy on Paper, and she's all about publishers and getting out there, and I'll have to connect you with her as well.
That'd be very appreciated.
Yeah,
thank you.
And then we have other friends that are on the air, so it's helping each other out there. That's the major thing. Another thing I was going to tell everybody out there is, you know, of course, the Clearwater Jazz Festival is coming up this weekend, Cool and the Gang and some other artists. It's so funny. I got to interview Cool in the Gang back in the days, and the manager was a good friend of mine and he had passed away. I was like, oh, but you know, no interviews this year or and no media. It's like it's a different kind of world right now. But we have 2 minutes left, and I'm Dawn Reese, and if you'd like to be on Miracle Stories and you have a miracle story, we'd love to have you. Remember, you're interviewing people as well.
I mean, that can make this, I guess, an open invite out of respect for your show. That entrepreneur show, I'm looking for founders of companies or brand. You have to be in business for a few years just because to provide more stories to our guests. You can check us out at That Entrepreneur Show on Instagram. You can see what states I did not interview in yet. I'm trying to fill up all 50 states. A mental health break. If you want to share your mental health related story, please feel free to reach out. Again, info@VincentALancey.com. If you're a friend of Dawn's, I'd love to keep my shows close-knit. I always love referrals to keep it
net. I'll definitely
and then
help
writing
you.
With authors. If you have a book, that one's my only video one that I use. You can have some video FaceTime under 10 minutes. And, of course, become in my community of entrepreneurs, writers, and mental health advocates.
Super, super exciting. I'm Dawn Reese, and stay tuned for Tiki Talk with the ladies. We'll be live, and it's just a fun show. We're going to talk about everything and everything. And you never know. You can ask Chrissy a question, and she knows all the answers. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be back. Thank you so much. And, Vincent, thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with your audience. I'm very grateful for
that. Awesome. Very, very cool. And get his book. And where do they get the book at?
You can go to VincentALancey.com to see everything, but they all are on Amazon for convenience, including the second book, which is an ebook, How to Transform Your Mindset When the Norm Is Changed. That's an ebook to help you working remotely.
Perfect. And you can see this show again on Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube all over again. We'll see you in about 2 minutes. Stay tuned.
Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant, dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. that rings with joy and laughter.